This week we've been talking about selecting the right consequence, and one of the phrases we put in there was pick a time for a, quote, staff meeting. And yet I know so many people have a hard time imagining that. The staff meeting, one way or another, is mandatory.
You're listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. I'm your host, Ruthie J. And staff meeting, probably not the prettiest word, as your wife has told
you before. My wife hates that word, yes.
Or parenting meeting, whatever you want to call it. The time when you come together as parents and you close the door, the kids don't have to listen, and you decide, okay, this is what we're going to do. This is how we're going to enforce it. As far as consequences, this is where we want this child to go, and how are we going to get that child there?
Well, if we don't have a time where we discuss some of the behaviors, we end up shooting from the hip. Shoot from the hip, shoot yourself in the head. That's a basic premise.
Right.
Shoot from the hip, shoot yourself in the head. I didn't mean to do that. I didn't mean to say that. And then I have to say to the child, okay, I know I said for the next week. I'm sorry. I take that back. I didn't mean that. I want my child to know the consequence before the behavior. Now, because this behavior, we have seen this same unacceptable behavior over and over, or this unacceptable irresponsibility. How many times do I have to tell you it's your job to empty the dishwasher? Whatever it is. I guess you have to tell me till there's a consequence, till I'm looking at the dishwasher and realize if I don't do the dishwasher, I know what's coming. I will be told to do the dishwasher and sweep the kitchen floor extra, this extra thing. I don't want to do that. So there's two things that I know cause more time. They do cause more time. One is the staff meeting. The other is the enforcing of this. But eventually, you're going to have some high school students who are adults in your home because they get it. Not only do they get it, we like each other. Not only like each other, we enjoy spending time together because we understand the rules of engagement. But I think today in this generation, and with so busy, and a lot of people are working more hours than they ever dreamed, I think the whole concept of the staff meeting is very difficult. And so I think we got to get creative.
It's a little easier, I think, these days with cell phones and email and, you know, moms, if you're a writer or something, usually like I do, I'll go home and I'll say, okay, these are bullet points to talk about tonight. And I'm the organizer one. And it's kind of threatening too. I'll go to my husband, I have a list. Oh, and he's a list. So sometimes I have to be wise on how I present it.
Well, but I present it like Rosemary does. She presents it the morning before. Hey, when you're driving home, there's a couple of things concerning Tori I want to talk about. And I was thinking about it when I got up early this morning, and I put them in this little list. And so can you just think about this? And so I'm driving home. It's a 30-minute drive. I'm on the phone. Do you have time? And it's what the business world does. It's a conference call.
Yeah.
And we're doing this staff meeting on the phone, and we're processing on the phone and talking through it on the phone, or however you find your place. But I got to tell you, you're worth it, because it's not just the children. It's very stressful in the marriage when we're coming at it from different directions, and we end up attacking each other instead of attacking the problem. Let me say that again. We end up attacking each other instead of attacking the problem. The child's not the problem. The child is a child. The behavior and how to deal with it, that's the problem. And so finding our time, there have been times when we've met for lunch. There's time when we've met for lunch when we're not even in the same building. We've met for lunch. I got my sub here. She's got her wherever where she is, 25 miles away. And we're just talking. Are you in a place where we can just talk while I'm eating? This is what we need to talk about. And we've texted each other then what we want to talk about concerning the child. We've got to find it. And it's the most important in a blending family, because it's exhausting the different perspectives we're coming from.
Mm-hmm.
And it's exhausting because the parent of the child often gets positioned against the new parent of the child. And all of a sudden, the new parent of the child feels, you know what? I'm not just dealing with these children. I'm dealing with the spouse and the children, because I feel like, how am I the odd man out here? But because this parent of the child has had the children for so long and had to deal with it, and in the panic and in the difficulty and in the guilt, many times have developed a dysfunctional system, which we've all developed in two-parent homes.
Yeah.
And the correction and trying to make it more functional, there has to be a boldness and a creativity on the part of the new parent coming in here, because it's not a step parent. You're a new parent.
Mm-hmm.
You're fulfilling the role of parent. I may not be a birth mother or a birth father, but I'm fulfilling the role of parent in this home. So there needs to be a discussion. How do we do this?
So what happens when you go, you have this staff meeting, you're finally talking about something, and there are completely different opinions, and you both think that you're right?
You table it.
You table it?
You table it. You do the best you can do with this child. Okay, what can we do with this behavior now? Well, we need a long-term plan, and this is not a long-term plan. So are we both in agreement that this child's going to write for 5 minutes or sweep for 20 minutes or go to bed. Let's find something while we get back to a plan where we're both going to be consistent no matter what's home, so that when I'm there and you're not, spouse, and they come home and they said, Dad made me, or, you know, Ruthie made me, or whatever, mm-hmm. that we're all on the same table and nobody is surprised. See, the issue really is communication. The most important issue in the selection of a consequence is not the right consequence. It's communication, so it's a consistent. It's not the exact, Bob, could you just give us the perfect, no, I don't know the perfect anything. It's communication towards consistency. That's the deal there.
And we already have problems with communication.
Don't we all? Don't we all?
Yeah, this just magnifies it sometimes, but it can be done. It can be done.
Well, the devices that we have that are supposed to help us communicate more are often the greatest interrupters in our life, because we can't turn that little mobile phone off. We can't turn the home phones off. We can't stop texting. We've got to find out. We've got to turn it off. We've got to decide that we need to be family, but we need time. And there are times when the children don't want you to have time, and they're going to poke and poke and knock on the sliding glass doors and do whatever. Mama, Ruthie. and we've got to have times when we lay down the law. We need 20 minutes here. Mm-hmm. I know you all don't want to eat and go to bed. We need 20 minutes here. So we've got to at least come together on some of that. If we're not communicating, we're going to be battling each other. And the children lose, our marriage loses, and none of us want that. So there's a huge need. I really think it's very interesting in the paradigm of the marriage where it says, and the husband and wife will become one flesh. And I think communication is the central nervous system to becoming one flesh, to function as one person. It doesn't matter who's there. And you got to know the evil one doesn't want you communicating.
Yeah.
And you got to know he doesn't want you agreeing with each other. And yet God is saying, look, I gave you to each other because you disagree, because you're going to come together and be a much better one person as you communicate. But if you don't communicate, that'll never happen.
So we're talking about having a staff meeting, for lack of
and
a
you
better
can use,
word.
No, I know. I don't know what it is with you women that don't like the word staff meeting. So come up with this. Yeah, come up with a. Okay, let's call it
home.
Let's call it fluff meeting. I don't care what you want to call it.
So we're talking about fluff meetings.
A romantic time of discussing the children.
Over the children.
Yes.
But we're talking about consequences, how to select consequences using the staff meeting. Is there like a checklist, a how-to? We talked yesterday a little bit about some things that connect it with the behavior. Do it quickly. That was new for me. Try to make the consequence. Don't save it for Saturday.
Well, I think if we save it for Saturday, I've lost that child Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Yeah. They don't even remember what they did anymore.
Yeah. And we tend to even punish everybody in the world on that. Let's just get this thing done. Because also, I don't want the pleaser child to go to bed every night. I'm sorry for what I did yesterday. I'm sorry for what let's get it done.
Yeah.
And when I've done the consequences, the opportunity to say, we're done, you're forgiven. Mm-hmm. Done. It really teaches them a spiritual principle.
Yeah, I was just going to say, and isn't that how God is?
Oh,
I mean,
far as
he
the east
say,
is from the west, remember
bad.
It no more.
Yep.
I'm convinced when I'm sitting in his lap, and I think he's got a DVD on each of us, and because we're there forever. We're there forever. We're going to have fun, and he's going to show our faith story, the spiritual implications behind us, mm-hmm. of how he had us covered every single second of the way. I'll never leave you or forsake you, and we're there. But there are going to be those moments where I'm sitting in my father's lap, and you guys are laughing at how I doubted, and he had that covered, and I doubted, and he had that covered, and then I'm going to whisper, Father, that was a really bad era in my life. Could we fast forward that mm-hmm. part? And that's where Jesus is going to say, oh, son, it's erased. As far as the east is from the west, remember it no more.
Awesome.
I don't know what you're talking about. You are forgiven. I want to teach that to my children.
Mm-hmm.
And so the consequence has to be such that it is done. Yelling and screaming, no, that leaves scar tissue. That's never done. But doing something, not taking away things. I like the doing something. But yes, we have to be on the same table.
Yeah. So what else? What other tips? It has to kind of relate to what's going on. It should be probably quickly, if it can be, the consequence. Anything else? I know you're not supposed to be angry also, by the way, when you do this, because if you're going to do it at the heat of the moment, your consequences that you choose, and if you both are heated, you're not going to choose an appropriate consequence. I'm sure you're probably going to go a little too far.
Yes, we're going to forget their children. We're just going to forget. This is children we're dealing with. I remember Tori saying to me for something relatively, and she could see me getting upset. It was a disrespect issue with Rosemary. And I'm processing it. And she says, you know, I'm not a Sheridan House girl. You know, and you know, I'm thinking, you know what? She's right. I'm coming on too strong here. And that's when I said, And this was a funny moment. She said, so what's going to happen? I've already said I'm sorry to mommy. And I said, I know you did, but something's going to happen. And this was the birth of the writing of the 50-word note, because I said, I want you to have a seat on the couch. I don't know yet. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know yet, but mom and I are going to go sit on the porch, and we're closing the sliding glass doors. And if I look in here and see you off that couch, you're going to bed. Mom and I have to talk. And, you know, Roby's in heaven because he's not in trouble and he's younger than her.
I love it.
Oh, yeah. And Tori is concerned. And I didn't want to go overboard. Mm-hmm. And I had to hear from Rosemary. And, you know, Rosemary, even though Tori's anger was directed at Rosemary, Rosemary is the nurturing, forgiving person.
Right.
And so I had to calm down. We all had to calm down. But am I calm? Am I willing to follow through on what I say we're going to do? Let's get out front. Let's get out front and let's think. And let's find our think time and our discussion time. But let's decide I'm willing to compromise the level of consequence to get my wife and I on the same page. I think it should be a little more. And she thinks, I don't know. I'm willing to compromise. You know, the stomping up the stairs. I'm willing to compromise and say, have her walk up the stairs, go back down, walk up properly, rather than another 50-word note. Mm-hmm. You know, let's come to a middle here. It's to teach decision making. I want to say that. I should have said it every day this week. The consequence is out front to teach decision making. As a child, if I do this, I know this will happen. It's the way I said weeks ago how we could fix all the speeding problems in America today by hooking up your speedometer to every speed limit sign so that a police officer didn't have to be there. You were officering. You were policing yourself. Mm-hmm. Every time I exceeded the speed limit, my engine turned off. I had to pull the car over, take out my American Express, stick it in the CD slot, swipe it back out, wire 125 to the county seat. Every time. So I realize every time I like the speed, but every time I speed, I pay this ticket. Every time. What is wrong with me? It's not what's wrong with the system, what's wrong with my mom, what's wrong with anybody else. It's nobody else's fault. I know every time I do this. So you can go through this whole process. If you don't choose to be consistent, you've lost it. If I can argue you out of it, you've lost it. If one parent is different from the other parent, I will divide you. It's got to be a consistent system that we're functioning in here. When I put my head down and run towards the wall, I hit my head. It doesn't matter who's home, the same wall is there.
Can you offer a little hope then for those of us who have not been so consistent or who have a hard time being consistent?
It's never too late.
Yeah,
it's never too late to choose to be consistent. It's never too late, but you can't go home and say, today I'm being consistent from now on. We have to go home and begin to change the system, the paradigm. And that means that a husband and a wife, and usually one spouse, is not into this. And that spouse who is all into love and protection or whatever it is has to see this is good for the children. This helps the children actually learn to get along. It's going to help the children in every area of their life in the future, and that's what we're pointing towards. This consequence is not because I'm mad at him. This consequence is not because I'm mad at somebody else. I'm taking it out on the children. The consequence is instructive and restorative. And once the other spouse, once Rosemary got it, and then she got a huge burden. I want them to be disciplined and successful in their marriage. I want them to be disciplined and successful in their career. I want them to be disciplined and successful in college when they're away from us and at parties. So now I get it. I have to make this child become a decision maker, and I want to raise a leader. In order to do that and raise this child to be a decision maker, I've got to give them decisions now to make. When you do this unacceptable behavior, this is the consequence your mother and I have come up with. When you're irresponsible and don't do your chore, this is the consequence. It's not to punish you. It is to teach you. Make the wise decision from now and the rest of your lives. Make the wise decision in success and in failure. Make the wise decision. King David made great decisions until he was successful. And then he began with, let's call this the city of David, and it was the city of God. He made a very poor decision. The impulse control was, I've worked hard for this. No, everything I've got, God gave me. I want to raise the children God will use. As difficult as it is, have a staff meeting. It will restore your marriage.
You've been listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. If you want to find out more about Sheridan House Family Ministries, Dr. Barnes, or the resources available about this topic and more, you can find them online at shfm.org. That's shfm.org. And if you want to hear this broadcast again, sign up for the parenting blog or even send us questions and comments. We'd love to hear from you. You can go online to parentingtoday.org. And we hope you'll join us tomorrow for our final segment on the topic, selecting consequences that train your child, right here on Parenting Today.